Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, Lee, we're going to jump on the line with David in Greenville. He wants to know how much we think the DNC paid Biden to be their Trojan horse. Hey, David.
Good morning, Tara.
Yeah, what do you think about this?
I don't know. That's what I was telling you, screener, is wonder how much money that the Democratic people has paid Joe Biden to be the Trojan horse. He takes payoffs from other foreign countries. And he more or less sets himself up to be a paid person to do the crooked dealing. So, that's something I hadn't heard in you or anyone else think about, is how much money is the Democratic Party paying him to be the Trojan horse for Harris?
Yeah, and I don't know that, and thank you, David. I don't know that Biden has to be paid. I mean, you know, you get the support to have your name go down in history as the president of the United States, but this whole Trojan horse idea seemed silly to me in the beginning. But let me tell you what, when you know, 72, over 72 hours, Biden twice refers to Kamala Harris as the president. And then Kamala Harris, I mean, she just freaked me out.
Yeah.
You know, when she said the Biden and, the Harris administration together with Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had the audio. I just actually pulled the audio for that, but now I can't see where I put it. But we've played it before.
Oh, yeah. It's out there.
She said it. All right. So, and here's why that's significant, okay? She is an uber radical candidate. She is far more radical than Joe. I think she would have a hard time winning this if she or someone like her ran nationally, because she wants to decriminalize crossing the border illegally. That means no one can stop you. Right now, it's a misdemeanor. So people say, oh, it's a misdemeanor. It's the big deal. Well, that right now they have predicate to stop you and detain you. If it's not illegal, they can't stop you. You could be cartel. You could be drug trafficking. You could be running children over the border, which people do to prostitute them and bring them up through here. They can't stop you.
No, not according to Democrats, though. No, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, well, according to Democrats, there are no emails implicating Hunter Biden
that
either.
Too,
it's all Russian disinformation.
Yeah.
They live in a fantasy world.
Yeah. Truth
we
over
live in
facts.
The real world. Yes, truth over facts. Okay. So, then yesterday, did you hear this? You know why Kamala Harris's husband said this, what I'm about to play? Because inside the Biden campaign, they speak of her as the president, not him. This is a woman who wants to ban your health insurance. She has vowed to get, you want to hear? I got to play it every time I do it, Lee, because people won't believe me. This is her talking to Jake Tapper.
To reiterate, you support the Medicare for All bill, I think, initially co-sponsored by Senator Bernie Sanders. You're also a co-sponsor on it. I believe it will totally eliminate private insurance. So for people out there who like their insurance, they don't get to keep it?
Well, listen, the idea is that everyone gets access to medical care. And you don't have to go through the process of going through an insurance company, having them give you approval, going through the paperwork, all of the delay that may require. Who of us has not had that situation where you got to wait for approval and the doctor says, well, I don't know if your insurance company is going to cover this? Let's eliminate all of that.
Let me translate. Your health care plan will be illegal. You can't buy private health insurance. That's what that bill did. She co-sponsored it. So this level of radical would never fly. So you need Joe. You need Joe to be the diversionary tactic. He's not wrong about this. And it just sounds like a conspiracy theory until you hear this. Did you hear Kamala Harris's husband referring to her as the president? Listen to this. So he's walking into a room. He's about to address the crowd. I guess he's a surrogate. I don't know. And listen to what he says.
And I'm married to the next president of the United States.
I'm married to the next president of the United States. He's not married to Joe Biden.
No.
Not married to Trump either.
Nope.
No, he's married to Kamala. This is the fourth time. These are not gaffes. These are slips. This is how they discuss. Joe's just, he's not going to be around long.
Yeah, in no
fact,
show Joe.
No show Joe. And you are going to have a wildly radical president. A president who has promised to confiscate your guns. But don't worry, she's going to buy them back.
I guess if you like your president, you don't get to keep him.
No, you don't. You don't get to keep him. Oh,
get rid of him.
I'm glad you brought this up. Another healthcare whopper that a lot of folks missed. This was an outrage from Biden of all the people. He actually promised, we're going to make sure to reduce your premiums.
Tell us that one again, Joe.
What? And he said, you know, we're going to build on Obamacare and reduce your premiums. Listen to this.
We're going to make sure we reduce the premiums and reduce drug prices.
What?
Where have we heard that one before?
Yeah, the big promise. Remember, they were going to reduce the cost of health care for the average family by $2,500 a year. Remember?
I still think it's hilarious that the very people and party that killed the American health care system with Obamacare now want to be able to be voted into office so they can fix it.
The disaster they created.
Exactly.
All right. Well, this
that
is an
no
only
Republicans even voted for.
This is from HHS.gov. HHS.gov. Okay, so this is a report of the Health and Human Services Department. This is not a partisan operation right here. Headline, HHS report, average health insurance premiums doubled since 2013. Doubled. That resulted in Americans, quote, and Americans paying nearly $3,000 more for health insurance per year. That's according to the HHS national spokesperson, Ali Mari.
And now the folks.
And so now he has the gall and audacity.
We're going to make sure we reduce the premiums and reduce drug prices.
Oh, by the way, three states, Alaska, Alabama, and Oklahoma, saw their premiums triple.
Hey, if they reduce our prices anymore, we won't be able to afford it. Well, we can't afford it now. Good grief.
So for him to promise that was just like, whoa, you mean like last time? Please, God, no. Last time you promised to reduce my premium, you doubled it. Yeah. By the way, the actual percent increase on average across the rest of the states, the 39 states, was 105% increase.
More than double.
That's like inflation like they have in Venezuela. That's the only other place you can get inflation like that fast in the cost of anything.
Yeah.
And he just throws it out there. Yeah. He just throws it out there.
Well, once again, like I've said before about his performance last night and all of his campaign appearances, there's absolutely no specifics from Joe Biden on anything. He talks about Trump not having a plan. Biden's got nothing. And anything I've heard him talk about in these debates, there are no specifics on any topic whatsoever. And half the things that he cites are things that the Trump administration's already doing.
So here we go. So all of that is going on. Then you've got this one. I'm glad Trump got this in because this is a really sore point with me. The moderator's like, whoa, we got 5,000 kids, illegal immigrant kids, and we can't find their parents. That has not changed since the Biden administration. Has not changed. The reason they built the cages for the kids so they could separate the kids from the parents during the Obama-Biden administration was because the coyotes were running them up here for their parents.
Despite what Joe said last night.
Right, and they have to separate the adults from the kids. They don't know who the adults are. They don't know if they're physically related. They don't know if they're drug traffickers, child traffickers. They don't know who they are. They can't lock them in a cage with an adult, right? And so this is never asked. It was outrageous that Trump got this question and not Biden.
Yeah.
Why did y'all separate kids in cages? Why did you have... And by the way, during the Biden administration, I specifically remember this, they were putting these kids in foster care because they didn't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
We reported that on this station.
Oh, yeah.
And that was because the Democrats incentivized bringing a kid with you. Because remember, they couldn't stop you if you had a kid.
Wasn't there a whole thing with
Nikki
Haley?
They had to let you in, so they were selling kids.
Those kids? Wasn't there a whole thing with the governor, Nikki Haley, at that time about accepting those children?
vaguely remember that. But yeah, no. So this was a problem all over the country. These kids were being flooded into foster care because they were sent up here on purpose. And so somehow, though, that doesn't count when Joe and Obama do it. But when Trump inherits it, it's a problem. So here's Trump.
But the United States can't locate the parents of more than 500 children. So how will these families ever be reunited?
Children are brought here by coyotes and lots of bad people, cartels, and they're brought here and they used to use them to get into our country. We now have as strong a border as we've ever had. We're over 400 miles of brand new wall. You see the numbers, and we let people in, but they have to come in legally, and they come in through
America. But how will you reunite these kids with their families,
Mr. President? They built cages. You know, they used to say, I built the cages. And then they had a picture in a certain newspaper, and it was a picture of these horrible cages, and they said, look at these cages. President Trump built them. And then it was determined they were built in 2014. That was him.
Do you have a plan to reunite the kids?
Yes, we're working on it we're trying very hard. But a lot of these kids come out without the parents. They come over through cartels and through coyotes and through gangs.
Finally.
Yeah.
Finally, that's debunked after years of the media lying about it.
It's been debunked for a long time, but the problem is that you have a party and a media that refuse to take the answer as an answer.
Texter writes, Trump let Biden talk and Biden hung himself. Yeah, in retrospect, muting Trump worked out real well for him. Texter writes, I love this text. Texter writes, just getting ahead of the trend, Bobulinski didn't kill himself. Yeah, neither did Coney.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The kind of money that you were raking in. You were vice president when some of this was happening.
I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life.
Notice the wide latitude he gave himself there. As many texters pointed out earlier, yeah, but Hunter did. You took the money from Hunter. Do you see what Senator Rand Paul tweeted during the debate? It's hilarious. Here's the tweet. Hello, 911. I'd like to report a murder. Donald Trump is absolutely killing Joe Biden on lockdown schools and the petty tyrants trying to ruin our economy and harm our children. Yeah, it was a good night. It was a good night. All over the place. And it seems to be pretty unanimous here. Scott Adams points out on Twitter that CNN, this is a great tweet too, CNN is trying to debunk Hunter Biden's stories without telling viewers what the stories are. It's mind-boggling. Yes, they are. They're just saying, oh yeah, the email thing, that's fake. But they're not telling them why it's fake or how they know it's fake or even what's going on in the emails. And the text. And they're hoping to confuse you. They're hoping you won't figure out there are three sources of emails. And two of the sources are business associates. We didn't just find their laptops. They're the people copied on these emails and texts or to whom they were sent. Then there's this one, Tony Bobulinski. Quote, please thank Joe for his time. These are the texts and emails sent around the meeting that Joe Biden had with the business partner in the Chinese business partnership. So, I mean, again, keep in mind, Joe said, no, I was never involved in Hunter Biden's businesses. I didn't even know he was in business or, you know, what he was doing until afterward. Well, clearly not. Again, the new batch of text messages obtained by Fox News are not from Hunter's laptop from Hill. where we're all walking around pretending we can't determine if there's real. By the way, did you see Leslie Stahl did that? They're unverifiable, she said, from 60 Minutes. We just can't know. Well, there's a way to know. Very easy. It's the one way the media won't take. Pick up the phone. Have on a Joe Biden campaign manager surrogate and ask him, are those emails and text real? It's really easy. And when he says Russian disinformation, go, okay, but are they real? They real. Or are you saying right now, Joe, or ask the campaign manager, are you saying right now they're fake? Could you tell us, real or fake? Tell us. The media is walking around acting like we could never possibly know without pointing out to you that the campaign and Joe has yet to ever deny the veracity of them. Hasn't happened. It's just amazing that this is... This is even an issue, like we can't know. Yeah, we can know. And again, you can dismiss all the New York Post emails, the whole Hunter Biden laptop, all of it. And you still got the emails and texts that are even more damaging, I would argue, from the other people on them. I mean, these are people who are on the emails and texts on the Hunter Biden laptop. And there's additional information they have that's not on the Hunter Biden laptop. It's just as damning. My personal favorite is the no interest, no payback loan from the Chinese and the email on that. Hunter's not even copied on it. It goes to Bobulinski and it flat out says the loan is for the Biden family. We're done here. How do you explain that? And that's what I would demand. If the media were honest, I would demand that. The Biden campaign needs to come out and explain this. This didn't come from Hunter Biden's laptop. Came from his business partner. Partner says it's real. There's a $5 million loan in here, and the Chinese want to know if he wants 10, if the Bidens want 10. Direct from the Chinese business partner. Three questions. Did you take the loan, Joe? Did Hunter take the loan? Did you get any of the proceeds of that quote-unquote loan? Is this real? Your business partner says it is. It's addressed to him. This is not hard, folks. We don't have to act like it's just going to be an enduring mystery. That's a game. It's a silly game. But it's one they're playing. And that's unfortunate. Andrew McCarthy writes on Twitter, Trump won the night on points, but Trump wins tomorrow big when they roll the tape on fracking oil and Russian disinformation. Yeah, he's going to pummel him with this stuff from last night. The stuff that Joe did, I mean, if you'd taken him to the recording studio to cut ads for Trump, couldn't have done much better. So it was a good night for Trump. A lot of you texting me, will this be enough to overcome mail-in balloting? I don't know. There's going to be massive fraud there. That's the thing, and I don't know. But you want to go into a situation like that with the best possible setup. You don't want to go limping into a situation like that, barely crossing the finish line. And so we're, as of right now, barring any future self-inflicted gaffes by Trump, in a good place. So Joe Biden shocked the liberal moderator by saying he'd shut down the oil industry. This was a shocking revelation. She knew it was a mistake. She said, "Sure you want to do that? You really want to do that? Why is this a problem?" Because, look, if you listen to talk radio, this is old news to you. Yeah, he wants to shut down fracking, the oil industry, and fossil fuels. All of them. Oil, natural gas, everything. Coal. Rolling blackouts, that's what you get. We don't have replacements for those things yet. But she knows this is bad. She feels her job clearly is to keep people from figuring out what's actually going on. And what's amazing is Chuck Todd just admitted that. There is a desired effect that these mainstream media outlets want to have. That is to keep their followers, their believers, dumb, ignorant, unable to rationally make decisions because they lack the facts to do so. Alter their reality to the point where their decisions seem logical because so many facts have been left out. This is a remarkably revealing audio clip. To me, it is anyway. It's NBC's Chuck Todd. And he's speaking on the air as if he's really in the break room with the other liars in the mainstream media. and the other obfuscators and going, well, don't worry. I mean, you know, Trump might have had a good night, but don't worry. Nobody who watches us has any idea what he's talking about. They actually think this way. Why would nobody have any idea what Trump was talking about? Oh, because we haven't told him any of it. Take a listen.
I felt as if that when he would talk about certain things, particularly that issue and a couple other times, and I want to say this very shorthand, I felt like he was almost speaking the language of Fox Primetime. And if you watch a lot of Fox Primetime, you understood what he was saying. But if you don't, you have no idea. I'll be honest with you. I had some people go, what is that? I didn't hear that. I don't understand this. And I simply said, well, you don't speak that language. And I do think that was part of the president's problem, is that he did speak to folks who already understand what he's saying. Did he actually talk to anybody who's vacillating in the middle tonight? And did he make a pitch to bring them back to him? I did not hear that kind of pitch. And I do think when he went after Biden personally and he went after that Hunter Biden stuff, I just, you know, if you didn't follow it closely, you probably don't quite understand what the hit is.
Let me bring.
Okay, what is he doing here? Trump had a good night. We're seeing that from the focus groups afterward across the networks. So what Chuck Todd is doing there is reassuring himself. Oh, it's okay. We've kept them so dumb. They won't even know what Trump's talking about. They'll just be confused. He's literally admitting my audience is clueless. They won't even understand what Trump's talking about. I've done a good job keeping them clueless. And, you know, by ignoring abject in-your-face corruption. This is what's so remarkable about the whole Biden thing. I mean, you look at Hillary Clinton. She had a sophisticated operation. You know, if you wanted business before the State Department, you had to donate a lot of money to the Clinton Foundation. And as soon as she was gone, the donations dried up, because why would you give money? If not to buy access, and if there's no more access to buy, no one gives money. But she'd murk it up, mix it up in there in the Clinton Foundation, the donations. And we do know that the Clintons did pay for flights and other things, restaurants, stuff like that, out of the Clinton Foundation. But we never could quite catch them paying major bills with it. It was sophisticated. We knew it stank to high heaven. Remember when Chelsea Clinton had the whole thing audited because she was worried about what her parents were doing? Joe's operation was not sophisticated. It was Hunter with a bag. Just going behind him. And we now know from, you know, the texts and emails from Bobulinski, it wasn't even a real business they were running with the Chinese. He flat out says it. Look at you. I mean, the Chinese have put the money in and Hunter just takes it out. That's not a business. That's illegal. You fake having a business. Did they pay taxes on it? Texter writes, in terms of Leslie Stahl saying, we just can't figure out if the emails are real. Oh, I bet they could if they were Trump emails. Texter writes, all you need to look at is the raw headers of the email, and you can find the IP addresses, timestamps, and mail servers that they were sent from, verified in 5 minutes. Yeah, this is all pretend. It's all pretend. Pretend we can't know. Pretend it's confusing. Pretend it might be the Russians. Texter writes, Tara, what was stopping the DNC from saying Kamala won the Democrat nomination? How would the voters know? They wouldn't. It's whatever they're told. You know what's fascinating to me about this? Have you paid any attention at all to Wall Street Journal's reporting here? They backed up and verified everything that Fox News and the New York Post have reported. I mean, Wall Street Journal, I guess that's for bought now, too. We just can't believe their reporting either. It's nuts. Texter writes, I disagree with Lee for a change. Biden does have plans. He just knows better than to be honest about that. Another texter writes, what was that you were saying, Tara, about Trump being bad at debating? Believe me, I am glad to have to walk that one back this morning. This was his best debate ever. He's never been a strong debater. He never has. He's great on the stump. He is the best ever. I think as good as Reagan, but maybe better. But debating not so good. You could tell he'd practiced last night. You could tell he knew. Look, he knew the last debate hurt him. It wasn't just me. He said this the other day.
We're going to win. I wouldn't have said that 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. I don't know. I wouldn't have said it. It was tougher for me.
Why wouldn't he have said that's exactly when he tanked his own approval ratings by 6 points with his debate performance? It was bad. But he's recovered, thank God. It was my big fear. He wouldn't have 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks to recover this time. But we've already had 50 million people cast their votes, and I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. One story has been consistent out there, and that's the high voter turnout. Shattering records. Okay, couple of things on that. Normally, that's not good for us. That's really bad for us. High voter turnout, we cannot beat them at high voter turnout. There's simply more of them than there are of us. The reason we've been able to leave it to win in the past, and I've told you this many times, is because they're lazy. They don't usually come out in their full numbers. They come out in their full numbers, we're done. There's nothing we could do or say to stop them. It's like a marching zombie army of ignorance. There's just more of them. They're terminally uninformed. As Chuck Todd just said, look, our audience is stupid. They won't even know what's going on. We haven't told them a thing. They won't even understand what Trump's talking about. I know they've been cut off from real information. So there's one of three things going on right now. I don't know what it is. If this is a typical year, the number of voters, you see that number of voters, it's a blue wave. These numbers are massive. Usually high turnout means they're out. Means that 70 million's out. They're on the march that Barack Obama got. We can't counter that. We simply can't. But here's what's confusing. When you see these higher voter turnout numbers, here's the problem. Voters have never been encouraged to vote early like this either. And a lot of the high numbers are based on absentee ballots and mail-in voting that the Democrats encouraged for a real long time. And so what you don't know when you're seeing these swollen numbers going into this race, you don't know if these numbers are shattering records because just more people are voting early. They're either standing in line and voting early or they're mailing in and voting early because they've been told to. You don't know that. So it could be we have a ton of Democrats right now. They're shattering records because they've been sent to the polls or told to send their ballot in early, but we're going to swamp the polls on election day. I don't know. And there's those are the two possibilities there. So we don't know. I'm here to tell you there's not going to be a Trump landslide. There's simply not enough of us. Even, at near 100% voting capacity, we still can't counter them in a swamp year. So it's going to be interesting to see what these big numbers are, these record-shattering early voting numbers. Does this mean they're coming out in a blue wave and it's an indication that you're out in their top-level numbers? They haven't done that since 2008 when they did it for Obama. Or they're just voting earlier. And it looks like a higher turnout than we've ever seen before. We'll find out. Well, we'll see. One of the most interesting things to me about this race is going to be to see where Trump comes in with black voters. Especially after this week. Ice Cube, not happy. He doesn't endorse Trump or anything, but it's learned on the internet that he was an inspiration for parts of Trump's plan to help the black community that he released a few weeks ago, his platinum plan, and that Ice Cube, visited him. And there was outrage on the internet. And Ice Cube defended himself. He said, listen, I reached out to the Democrats. They said they talked to me after the election. The Trump people were like, yeah, come on in. And they actually took some of my ideas. He said, I don't care who I get it done with. And that, so we have him. We have 50 Cent, who pretty much endorsed Trump, said, forget it, I'm not voting for Biden. I can't afford to pay 62% in taxes. I know nobody can. Anyway, Rasmussen reports on black numbers and Trump were up to a staggering 46%. That's his approval rating with black voters. That could be devastating news for Democrats who need at least 80% of the black vote to remain relevant or electable. So we'll see. We'll see where we are. It's interesting that even the CNN polling in, January, February had black voter approval, between 18 and 25%. Mainstream media polls. So, it's soared as of today to 46%. According to Rasmussen, we'll see. Polls likely voters. We'll see if that's true. It would be very unprecedented. Nobody knows what it would mean at the polls. They stay home, not vote for Joe. Will they come out and vote for Trump? That'd be crazy. Yeah. So going to be interesting. Jack Posobiec, who's with OANN, well-known correspondent, said that he was in the debate room. I've been in the debate room before. Me and Bobby Mack have. And they put all the reporters in there in a bullpen, and they let you listen to it from there. He tweeted this, overheard in the debate room. So he's a reporter. He's in there with the mainstream guys. Mainstream media reporters, overheard in debate room from a well-known correspondent from a leading anti-Trump network. It's going to be a long second term. By the way, did any of you know this? I mean, did you see this? I don't know if you hung out long enough watching the debate last night. My 10-year-old actually just sent me a YouTube video and said, you know, go to the minute marker 351. And he said, look at Trump and then look at Biden. Trump is wide awake. Biden looks lost. He's got that vacant Skeletor look thing going. You know what I'm talking about? You know what he looks like? He looks like he's got that cast to him that elderly people get around the time that they have to go permanently into a living facility. It's a certain look. I've seen it on my relatives. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, my 10-year-old was blown away. It's just a vague, Like a blank, vacant. It's just, yeah. Anyway, he sent it to me this morning. He could see it. Could you see it? All right, folks. It's going to be a long, 10, 11 days?
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.